How about parts of a bridle? Do you know, like number 11?
That's the bit.
Okay. And do the number 10, these little rings have a name? Do they?
Oh, not to me they didn't. It was just part of the bit.
Okay. How about any of these other parts
up
here?
Well, here's the bridle rings.
All right. Number 5 and 6 are the bridle rings. Okay. How about the part that goes across the horse's forehead, number 1? Would that be a head stall or a,
no.
Does that not sound...
No, that doesn't sound...
Didn't really have names for any of those things?
Yes, but I can't think of what...
Okay. How about the thing that goes under his neck, number 4?
That's...
Under a headband?
No. Yeah. Throat latch.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. And how about the things that go down the side of his face, number
3? That's just part of the bridle, I think.
Okay.
I'd say it was just part of the bridle.
How about number 2?
Nose strap.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, that's good. Yeah. You know, it's funny how you can ride something like that, ride a horse all your life, and those parts, you know, you just never think that they all might have different names.
Well, when you go to need, when you break something or need a part,
that's when you need
the name.
In the on the old place when you had the farm, we've already talked about the farmhouse. What other buildings were there on the property then?
These two barns out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the place where the chickens are, the chicken coop.
Okay.
Is there.
Okay. Were there other animal pens for cattle or hogs?
Yeah, we had a pig pen.
Had a pig pen.
And then the corrals were for to put the cows in. We had cow corral.
Okay. Let me step back and let me ask you about some of those. The you mentioned chickens. Now I assume y'all. It seems to me that y'all raise a lot of chickens
yeah.
here. How many do you have?
Oh, I don't know.
You got 50 little ones.
I got 50 little ones, but they're not all mine. They're going to, some of them go to Mrs. Mitchell.
I see.
And then I had about, I think, 80 or so, and then the dog killed 14.
Pretty
close to 100.
Yeah. Now, you raised them for what?
Eggs.
Okay. You mentioned, did y'all ever have, when you were growing up, did you ever have any other kind of domestic fowl besides chickens?
Oh, yes, ducks and geese.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ducks and geese. And you sell out just for the meat?
Yes, my mother, we raised the ducks and would sell them in Central for people who wanted Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving dinners.
Okay. And you mentioned you had a hog pen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that near the barn or away from the barn?
Back of the chicken coop up there.
Back up there. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you feed them?
With troughs. We poured the feed into troughs.
Okay. And one, if you mentioned troughs, one would be a what? The singular of that is?
Feed trough.
Okay. now, what would you feed them?
Sour milk.
Yeah, when we milked cows, they got sour milk.
Okay. Uh-huh. Did you ever feed them? Did you ever feed them corn?
Yes, we fed corn.
Okay, where did
when you... we were going to fatten them to butcher, we fed corn.
Okay, where did you keep the corn that you're feeding?
In the barn, in the feed box, in the barn.
All right, you called it a feed box.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever have called it a corn crib?
No, we never had corn cribs up here because we had to buy it in sacks.
Okay.
Growing season's not long.
Yeah. To grow corn.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was little, I had always had to take food scraps out to the pigs, and we had a name for that bucket that we took it out of. What did you call it?
Well, we called it the slop bucket.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Potato peelings, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. And throw it in the trough. That's right.